From the KBUT studios in Crested Butte, I'm Christopher Biddle with your local newscast for Thursday, December 12th. The Gunnison Country Times reports that the need for new housing has effectively been cut in half since the 2016 housing needs assessment, which recently got an update. The primary landowner in Mount Crested Butte's North Village and the Rocky Mountain Biological Laboratory commissioned consultant Willa Williford to update the housing needs assessment. Developers are hoping to determine an appropriate number of housing units to be built in the North Village. The decision to move the Bureau of Land Management's headquarters to Grand Junction has prompted an inquiry into whether the decision was properly planned and analyzed. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that U.S. Representative Raul Grijalva, an Arizona Democrat, requested that the Government Accountability Office conduct the inquiry after the Interior Department failed to provide sufficient justification for the move. In a press conference on Wednesday, Grijalva, chair of the House Natural Resources Committee, reiterated his skepticism of the move, stating plainly that he suspected the Trump administration of attempting to dismantle the current bureaucracy of the agency.
This move is not being made in good faith. They give employees only 30 days during the holiday season, in the middle of a school year, to decide whether they can uproot or should uproot their families. They are forcing this move on policy staff who have good reason to be based in the nation's capital. They consistently and have consistently ignored the fact that 97% of the BLM staff already live and work out in the field.
Grijalva claims that the Interior Department has failed to produce an adequate cost-benefit analysis and has charged the Accountability Office with attaining one. The Interior Department announced earlier this year that it would be relocating a vast majority of BLM jobs out of Washington, D.C. Grand Junction will serve as the agency's new headquarters, with somewhere between 27 and 40 top-level employees working there. Altogether, some 300 BLM jobs in Washington, D.C. will be redistributed to several western states, including 85 going to various Colorado locations. Those employees whose jobs are moving have until today to decide whether to make the move or to find a new job. As the number of people and cars spending the winter in the off-grid community of Irwin increases, the county now says it will form a working group to address unique issues dealt with by residents there. The Crested Butte News reports that winter trailhead parking for Irwin is the first priority, with dwindling space for residents' cars. Currently, the county plows to the Irwin trailhead, and Irwin residents must travel to their homes via snow machines. In order to leave their cars at the trailhead overnight, residents must attain a parking permit. A series of what could turn into some major winter storms is headed our way. Here's Crested Butte Avalanche Center forecaster Evan Ross on what to expect.
Clouds will be thickening on Thursday with some light snowfall late this afternoon. Then the action gets going on Thursday night into Friday morning. The wind speeds will also be elevated during this time, so look for some real winter conditions during those early AM hours. That hose of moisture streaming into Colorado looks to falter a bit for a period of time on Friday. If this happens, we'll see an associated lull in the snowfall during that time. The moisture stream realigns for Friday afternoon into Saturday with an even better round of snow. By Sunday, the moisture looks to sag south of our area, so we'll have to see how that pans out for later in the weekend.
The website Open Snow is predicting a string of powder days for skiers and snowboarders, with most mountains in Colorado receiving between 10 to 20 plus inches of snow from today through Sunday. You're listening to KBUT Community Radio News. Thanks for tuning in.